Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've been going to Len Susio, former state senator and candidate once again for the state senate. Len Susio quite a bit because Len Susio is unique in his GPS-like tendency to hone in on exactly what the root of the problem is and the root to the solution. So, Len, thank you for joining us once again on this power thing. It's kind of interesting that we have a scandal, I guess we could call it, in terms of the way power is regulated in the state. And then all of a sudden we have another power crisis right in the middle of it to make it all just as visible as possible. Give us an update from your perspective.
Well, first of all, a lot of the rationale for the extra cost in our utility bill is that the Eversource and United Illuminating have been spending a lot of money on infrastructure to make our system more resistant to this kind of disaster. But it doesn't seem to be having much of an effect. Every time we get a serious storm through, there's hundreds of thousands of users that are denied access to electricity, and it looks like this is going to be monumental. It's going to go on for maybe as much as a week, and that's what happened with Storm Sandy. It happened with that snowstorm that came through in October of 2012. I mean, when I go along our highways, I saw what they were doing in terms of cutting down trees left and right along the interstates. And so they apparently decided they were going to clear the lines around the interstates, but they didn't do the same thing with respect to the utility poles in our cities and towns. So we've got 700,000 people without power now. I mean, that's a lot of people, a lot of homes.
Yeah, it's, you know, if you go back the 9 years or whatever it was to that, you know, to the big mess in 2011, you expect that to be a once in a whatever generation kind of event, and it doesn't seem like that's how it is. It seems like Connecticut has this unique relationship with precarious power that seems to be run counter to the amount of money that gets spent to maintain the electric grid, to pay for the electricity supply. And I wonder if that's true. You know, I've been Googling trying to find other states that seem to have as much trouble, and I haven't had any success doing that. What's your sense of that?
Well, we know this. It's undisputable that the cost of electricity in Connecticut is the highest in the lower 48 states. And again, I mentioned this the other day, but I'll reiterate it. The average cost of electricity per kilowatt hour in the United States is 13.1 cents. In Connecticut, it's 24 cents. I mean, it's not even close. You're talking about almost double. And you have to say to yourself,
wait a sec, do that number again, please, Len.
Okay. The average cost of to deliver.
Say that number again. That's an amazing number.
Yeah, it is. And this is from the United States Energy Information Administration. This is not some private group. This is from the U.S., again, a federal agency. And they said the average cost in 2020, this year, it's not old information, is expected to be 13.1 cents per kilowatt hour. In Connecticut, I looked at my utility bill, and it was 24 cents per kilowatt hour. So it was almost double. This is a phenomenal premium. And no wonder why the cost of living in Connecticut is becoming more and more unaffordable. Something as basic as electricity, which you need to turn on the lights and, you know, turn on your stove and watch your TV or listen to your radio show, your favorite show, Todd Feinberg, et cetera. You know, you have to pay an arm and a leg just for something as basic as that. And a lot of what's driving it, Todd, sure, it's the greed at Eversource to some extent, but it's also what's going on politically. And this is why I'm so thrilled that you're helping, that you are in the lead exposing the political nonsense that's going on, the game that politicians play. They are intertwined with the expensive cost of electricity. They are the cause of it, and then they point fingers at everybody else but themselves. The utilities become the fall guy. And again, they deserve their share of blame, that's for sure. But
all right, hold on a sec, Len. Hold on a sec, because sure. I want to make sure people don't think you're just blowing a lot of hot air here. What specifically can you point to that would say that politicians are to blame here?
Todd, I lost a little bit of what you said there. It was not a really great connection. Could you just repeat that sentence?
Yeah, what specifically can you point to that says politicians are responsible for the skyrocketing rates, for the number one highest rates in the country?
There's a number of items on everyone's electric bill that have nothing to do with the creation of electricity or the distribution or transmission of electricity. Those items add up to a lot of money, and they're all politically legislated. And one of the big ones is this federally mandated congestion charge, the FMCC. That's where they're hiding the cost of the millstone deal that they made in the 2018 legislation that we're talking about. But the biggest reason by far, the biggest thing that politicians are doing that are affecting our energy costs is this mandate to buy an ever-increasing share of green energy, which is extremely expensive energy, and it's also unreliable energy, because if the sun ain't shining or the wind ain't blowing, you aren't going to get any electricity at all. I was talking to the other day, and I'm going to introduce you to him. I was talking to a guy who was head of the nuclear program at CLMP. And he wrote me in response to what you and I have been talking about. And he said, we are totally right on. He said the average cost, the spot market for natural gas per kilowatt hour in May was a penny and a half. Yet we're being charged 7, 8, and 9 cents per kilowatt hour. You're talking 6 and 7 times that amount. What's driving that? Well, aside from the greed and the profits of the utilities, it's also the exorbitant cost of these other sources of power, which are much more expensive than the fossil fuels that we've been using, and even far more expensive than the nuclear fuel that we sourced energy that we've been using. So it's this crazy policy that, and Governor Lamont, by the way, has a goal to go from, we're at 20% right now, 20% of all the energy in Connecticut is supposed to be green energy, and we're supposed to go to 40%, as you pointed out, by 2030. Governor Lamont has stated he wants to go to 100% by 2040. I mean, talk about a death wish. Talk about suicides financially and economically. It's unbelievable. And we got to expose that. Well, we are exposing that to the public. The public's got to become aware of that. Nobody knew the shenanigans going on at the Capitol until you started broadcasting it on your show, which is one of the best public service shows in the country, as far as I'm concerned, because you really are opening up people's eyes to the nonsense and the shenanigans going on at the Capitol. And the politicians have been getting away with it for way too long. It's time to call their bluff. It's time to shine the light on the true villains, the politicians at Harvard, who vote for this nonsense and then blame anybody and everybody else.
We're talking to Senator Len Suzo, former state senator, running again for the state Senate. So you hear how brilliant he is and how on target he is with what needs to be said, and you have a chance to send him back. Is it fair to say, Len, that they did a lot of studying before they doubled this expectation for green energy to see what kind of impact it would have on the average ratepayer?
They don't even think about it or care about it, Todd. On the floor of the Senate when they were debating SB 9 2 years ago when I was there, and I asked the sponsor of the bill, how much is this going to add to electric bills for consumers of Connecticut? He didn't know. He didn't even care. And no one else did, apparently, because no one else followed up or asked that question. So they all voted for a bill that was going to have a big impact on the cost of electricity, and they didn't even know that one of the most basic questions, what's it going to cost consumers? It's stunning, it's shocking, and it's grossly irresponsible. And to give you a good example, by the way, I told you the spot price for natural gas in May was like 1.1 cents per kilowatt hour. Rhode Island just signed a 20-year purchase agreement for wind energy at 9.8 cents per kilowatt hour for 20 years, nine times the cost of natural gas. And it all gets buried in your bill under power generation, and they don't break it out. It's all commingled. So all you see is the gross number. You don't see the breakout. Well, so much of this is coming from natural gas, so much from nuclear, et cetera, et cetera. It's deliberately obfuscated so the public is ignorant and the public won't be in an uproar. It's time to expose the nonsense, the charade going on, the double dealing that's going on. The politicians are betraying the people of Connecticut, and it's costing you an arm and a leg, and they disguise it so that you don't even know it.
Well, if they don't even bother knowing what the effect is on the consumer, there must be a compelling reason. They must know absolutely that by paying way more than what the market is for energy in order to get the pie in the sky wind generation going, solar generation going, they must know that it's absolutely going to save the planet, that it will have an amazing impact on the damaging activities of the world with fossil fuels and carbon emissions. What's this other side of the equation? Do we have absolutes on that?
No, and there's plenty of room for debate on that from legitimate scientific sources. I've read up and studied the issue diligently for the last 2 years, 3 years actually, and I'd love to have a full discussion about that in another show someday. But I'm telling you, it's not as certain. You know, the global alarmists are grossly exaggerating the threat to the planet, and more scientists are leaving it because it's left science to become more a religion rather than a science anymore. They exaggerate everything, and they scare people into accepting this stuff. But I'll tell you this, Todd, if the people of Connecticut knew how much more they're going to have to pay for energy to save the planet, they would be aghast, because this is just the beginning. As you pointed out, for the next 10 years, it's going to be ever-increasing costs to the energy. And now the government wants to take it from 40% in 2030 to 100% in 2040. You can forget about it. Connecticut will – you can close up the state. Nobody will be able to afford to live here. The energy costs alone will be obscene and totally unaffordable. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you might save the planet. Even if you do save the planet, Connecticut won't be part of it because it will have been destroyed by these costs. Len Susio, do you have a website for the campaign set up yet?
Yeah, Suzio2020, SUZIO2020.com. Absolute.
Len Susio, thank you for jumping in again. And good luck with the campaign. We'll be in touch, and we'll be hearing a lot from you. So thank you so much for making yourself available.
And thank you, Todd, for what you do. You do a great service to the community by exposing this nonsense. Thank you very much.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.